Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition, hour two. Taking more of your phone calls right from the top, both the patient and the inpatient. I see your back hurt. 844-967-2789. We'll get to all of you. And we're going to bring you some of the speech of Joe Biden, some of the sound bites from the speech earlier today. Joe Biden, obviously, the Ukrainian, well, the Russian invasion of the Ukraine is a dominating story, very hard to look away, and sort of a multiplier effect, you know, because just in case your kids were getting a good night's sleep, did you forget that Chernobyl is in the Ukraine? We had a fine guest in hour number one, Harvey Wasserman, and the very first thing Putin did when he went into the Ukraine or directed his troops to do was to, what, either destroy or take control over Chernobyl. And we had a caller from Minneapolis, perhaps Nick. I don't mean to get the name wrong, but I don't share his optimism. I don't think Pootie Poot's trying to save us from the Ukrainians. He may play it that way. That might be the excuse. But I don't think that's the real, if you know what I'm saying. And also, Fancy Brian, just in case you missed it, the Russians have opened their political convention in Florida. Oh, I mean the Republicans. Well, they call it CPAC. CPAC opened in Orlando today. And real quick, just a quick quote. Ron DeSantis kicked her off. You know, some say he's the next wannabe Trump. But anyways, Ron DeSantis did not address the Ukrainian, you know, the country of Ukraine or the Russian invasion thereof. You know, but he did talk about the weakness of the current president. Of course he did. Here is one thing he did say, and this is the quote I wanted to share with you. I can tell you that there's one fellow that just hates Florida, and his name's Joe Biden.
Oh, okay. It's not the only one. There's an entire Florida man thing going on. Have you heard of it?
A little more red meat for the base, but I'll spare you. We'll get to the Biden sound soon. I'm getting to the phone calls next. And Kurt, man, if you call back, you impatient bastard, you're going to the bottom of the queue again. I'm not moving you back up.
Come on, Kurt.
Susan, in her car, a patient woman. Thank you, Susan. What do you got for us?
Well, I just want to correct Dave from Mequon about the what he was talking about, the nickel, whatever he was talking about for making batteries. Well, actually, it's the Salton Sea in California. And that's been a disaster because the pesticides run from around those farms. And now that it's drying up, it's blowing all that pesticide debris to the neighbors around there, and people are dying from that. So these companies want to go in and take out the lithium that's underneath the sea bed, and they want to make it generate it for batteries. And this one company, and I got this article out of The Guardian, just to let you know where my source is. And they want to take 30% of the lithium for their own geothermal energy for their plant, and then the rest they'll sell to other companies to make lithium batteries. So that's what he was talking about. But I don't think the environmentalists will be so upset about this, because it is a win to at least clean up that seabed, which is really bad.
So. Susan, I've heard, and perhaps they wouldn't be appropriate in all forms of battery, but my understanding is you can create batteries out of hemp, and they're quite efficient. That's renewable resource. Why would we be digging up the sea bed, even if it's polluted? And that's a whole separate issue. the pollution
right,
part.
Step, but it is cleaner to do it if you need the lithium. If you're going to use lithium, this is a cleaner way to do it because you're using geothermal to use for energy. So I would like to have geothermal in my backyard because the earth is at 45 degrees. So if you have a geothermal, what's happening when you're putting on your air conditioning, you're not using much energy to raise the temperature of, I mean, to lower the temperature or in the wintertime raise it because the earth is at 45 degrees.
I thought it was just a hair warmer than that, Susan. I thought it was like mid-50s, but I get the point.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe it is. You got me on that one. I don't know everything. Jesus.
Well, I certainly don't either. Appreciate your call.
But anyway,
Susan,
you have a good day.
Appreciate your contribution. You certainly advanced the conversation in regards to the, you know, lithium, perhaps to that, be.
That was a sourced and well thought out and very intelligent opinion, but I want to offer a counterpoint to it, if I may, just on the other side of the aisle. Just have you considered, Susan, that Joe Biden is weak? that's all I got. It's the only argument they got.
You know, I was just trying to. She was right. My bad. Depending on the latitude, ground temperatures range from 45 degrees Fahrenheit, so that was the low end of the range, Susan, but you were absolutely correct, to 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Like a cave, this ground temperature is warmer than the air above it during the winter and cooler than the air in the summer. I've only been around geothermal one time, and I thought the person that had it installed, and it was the heating mechanism and the cooling mechanism of a pretty cool lake house in Stoughton on Lake Koshkonong. I think I'm probably mispronouncing the lake as well. But anyways, 54, I thought it had been represented, but, you know, maybe I'm dyslexic. Maybe I'm transposing the numbers. Susan, appreciate your contribution. And, oh, it's not his fault, claims Kurt. Against my better judgment, Kurt from Madison, we'll give you a shot, man. Welcome back. What do you got?
It was the T-Mobile haul between Madison and Milwaukee.
So I agree with you. T-Mobile is the worst and will always be the worst.
You know, I was in the nuclear power industry in my early years and was involved in a project with Three Mile Island to extract metal samples out of the bottom of the reactor vessel to see how deep the cracks went in the vessel when they had the meltdown. As far as Chernobyl's concerned, I don't have a clue because there was a book called The Chernobyl Handbook, and I spent a lot of time reading it. There's not anything beneficial to either side with Chernobyl. It's a hazard that is very poor to navigate. But as far as Ukraine is concerned, well, Ukraine has just as much resources in natural gas and coal and oil. Not to mention their land is a lot more fertile when it comes to growing crops.
So the breadbasket of Europe, I've heard Ukraine described as. I didn't realize
it potentially had
such a high agrarian use.
Yeah, so Russia, you know, and I think Putin is somewhat lost it. I think he's trying to go back to the 70s of the days of the Cold War and where it was just two superpowers, the United States and him. But I really think he's lost his nut. To be honest. And I do think this is an incredibly dangerous situation because all it takes is a couple stray cruise missiles hitting somewhere they were not supposed to go, like Poland or any of the other NATO countries. And then you have a really bad situation that could escalate very quickly.
Worse than what we got going on now, Kurt? Because I didn't think it was so swell out there currently with Pooty Poot invading Ukraine. But I get it. It could escalate. It could, you know, if any NATO country is affected by treaty, I think all NATO countries would be affected.
Yep. And to use a nuclear weapon or destroy a planet and explode it benefits absolutely no one. It would destroy the entire area of Ukraine, not to mention part of Russia. And then it would also go into the adjacent countries. So I just don't see that happening either.
Well, Kurt, I appreciate your insights, man. Any other thoughts before you drive back into a T-Mobile hole?
Yeah, well, I hear stock or gold is going way up in price. Maybe buy gold.
Yeah, pass buy gold, pass on the Bitcoin. Appreciate it, Kurt. 844-967-2789. Profane Ronnie. Welcome back, Ronnie. What do you got for us?
Hi there. I didn't catch who the caller was, but it was right at the top of the last hour, right as the last hour finished. And one of the things he was saying is, you know, solar's great as long as the sun is shining.
Oh, that's her buddy, conservative Dave from Mequon. He's looking in his 1974 National Geographics for some article saying the Earth is cooling, so you can throw that in my face the next time I talk about climate change.
Yeah, well, and I'm only a dumb mailman. I don't work in solar, but I do know that if the sun rises and it's daytime, even if it's cloudy, there is solar. You know, your little solar things in the garden, they're still picking up solar. Not as much as on a beautiful, cloudless, sunny day, but as long as we are no longer in nighttime and we are in daytime, there is solar. Germany has a ton of solar.
About half of their electricity generated currently from hydroelectric, solar, and wind power.
Yeah, and they are the cloudiest nation on the planet. So this whole, solar's great as long as it's sunny. Sorry, you know, I'm not going to say it's mm-mm because I am Profane Ronnie, but it is BS, you know.
Malarkey!
I just need people to repeat that to all these people who say that about solar because it drives me crazy.
Ronnie, well, appreciate your call. Fancy Brian, you had a thought?
A multi-million dollar industry. And they just, you know, they just never considered, oh my goodness, what if the sun doesn't shine? I'm sure that this multi-million dollar industry, these people have invested so much into solar and never thought, gee, I wonder if we'll get around the clouds.
But our highest consumption periods as a society, daytime, man, that's when the vast majority of industry is working. Most people are at the office. Most of the computers are cranked up. Daytime, when the sun's shining, or sometimes it gets cloudy. But the solar panels, they're still collecting the solar radiation. You know, energy independence. I hear even, you know, right-wing talk radio. You know, well, if Biden had ended America's energy independence, what, we give it back? Did it change in 11 months? I mean, it's so ridiculous. Come back. More devils.
Russia, 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 Russia.
Yes, you're very smart. Shut up.